USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
I'm sorry, I watched it, but I fell asleep.
President Trump at a rally in North Dakota, mocking President Obama's remarks in Illinois, saying,
I found he's very good. Very good for sleeping. I think he was trying to take some credit. He was trying to take credit for this incredible thing that's happening to our country.
Meanwhile, at the University of Illinois, former President Obama saying,
in 2 months, we had the chance, not the certainty, but the chance, to restore some semblance of sanity to our politics.
And actor Vince Vaughn, charged with DUI, driving under the influence. He was arrested back in June in Manhattan Beach, California. Vaughn also charged with 3 misdemeanors. He faces up to a year in jail if convicted. His next court date, Monday. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Esurance. Extreme weather events are on the rise. Last year, the U.S. suffered 16 major natural disasters with recovery costs of over $300 billion. That's a 33% increase over 2016 when there were 12, and it's predicted that this upward trend will continue. A 2018 study by Esurance revealed that only 17% of U.S. residents feel they are personally prepared for an unexpected natural disaster. The survey also revealed that people tend to take a low investment path and that the use of high-tech home-based solutions is uncommon. Bonnie Schneider, meteorologist.
Today's technology allows people to better prepare and recover from extreme weather. You can invest in smart home sensors and alert devices, angle security systems, and Wi-Fi enabled cameras towards the street to keep tabs on activity around your home. Find an app that enables Wi-Fi calling during an emergency and keep your home inventory updated digitally for insurance purposes.
For more, visit esurance.com/insights.
At the United Nations, UN Ambassador Nikki Haley calls out Russia and Iran, accusing leaders in both countries of supporting Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Haley speaking during a UN Security Council meeting.
Russia and Iran, as countries with influence over the regime, must stop this catastrophe. It is in their power to do so.
In other news, former Trump campaign aide George Papadopoulos sentenced to 14 days in jail for lying to the FBI. President Trump calls on his Attorney General Jeff Sessions to investigate the New York Times op-ed report and find out who the anonymous source is. The piece, extremely critical of him, the president speaking with reporters on Air Force One, telling them he believes this is a matter of national security.
Because I think it's national security. Now, I would say Jeff should be investigating the author of that piece was, because I really believe it's national security.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
News now about the economy.
Not only did the economy add 201,000 new jobs in August, but according to Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the average pay rate for workers also increased.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 201,000 in August, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.9%. Job gains occurred in professional and business services, health care, wholesale trade, transportation and warehousing, and mining. Over the year, average hourly earnings increased 2.9%, the highest since June 2009.
I'm John Clemens.
A change coming in the annual Oscar Awards. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
And the Oscar goes to... The Oscar goes to...
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences says it's postponing introduction of the new popular Oscar category that it was going to introduce at its upcoming 91st Academy Awards on February 24th. The Academy says in a statement that it's recognized that implementing any new award 9 months into the year creates challenges for films that have already been released. The Board of Governors says it will continue to actively engage in discussion and will seek input regarding the category going forward, but it's already been receiving plenty of unsolicited input from many in the industry who are questioning what a popular award criteria would be.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.